Aircheckdownloads.com.
BOOM Radio, United Kingdom.
From the Sky News Centre at 1.
Les Ross, Boom Radio.
Oh, whoa, what a way to start a show. A Philadelphia soul classic. The OJs on the Love Train on Boom Radio. Hello, I'm Les Ross. Somebody has to be. Thanks to Jane Markham for the last hour. Actually, I've worked with Jane on radio before, and she thought she'd shake me off. Ha! Well, hello, fellow baby boomers. Are we lucky or what? Who said what? At last, we've got our own radio station. Have you ever thought, actually, how lucky we boomers are? Of course, we were very wise to choose our grandparents, who luckily produced our parents. And between them, they got the world through the first half of the 20th century. You know, the wars, the diseases, the financial crashes, all that stuff. And then straight after that little lot, did they rest? Oh, no, they didn't. They did two amazing things. They gave birth to us. And they gave birth to rock and roll. And even better, they passed the rock and roll on to us.
Baby, let me be.
Boom Radio.
I'm falling. Oh, there we are. Debbie Grant and Jackie Graham. Could it be I'm falling in love? And we had Elvis's Let Me Be Your Teddy Bear before that. And from that, the era of that record right through to David Grant and Jackie Graham there, that's baby boomer time, really, isn't it? You see, that's what we did with rock and roll. We went all over the place with it. I know I did. I'm famous for being all over the place. Actually, the Elvis track, let me remind you, was only 1 minute 44 seconds long. But I think singles only cost about 6 and 8 pence, didn't they then? So you got your money's worth. And as for David Grant and Jackie Graham, that was an 80s version, of course, of the Detroit Spinners original from the 70s. And I know this stuff, yeah. And occasionally I actually know something that's useful. Oh, I know this. Jackie Graham is a fellow Brummie. All right, Jackie. Now, I'll put a small bet on the possibility over the months, years and decades to come of Boom Radio, we're going to hear a lot of Burt Bacharach, Hal David songs, because they wrote a lot of songs, lots of classics as well. One of the earliest successes for them was this one from Jack Jones, the title song from the film Wives and Lovers. And have a listen to this, because I doubt, even though it's a great song, I doubt Burt Bacharach and Hal David will write this song now in the 21st century. It reeks of totally innocent sexism and political incorrectness. Have a listen. We'll discuss it afterwards, okay? We might even write a thesis on it. And one more thing to note. It's waltz time. So it goes 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Time to get ready.
And that's an order. Yeah. Oh, from the innocent days of the early 60s, Jack Jones' Wives and Lovers, all about the little lady and the man of the house coming home and everything. And now here we are in 2021. With the song being played on the radio by a man who's married to a man. Well, I think it's progress. And that's what Boom Radio is all about. It is progress, isn't it? Hey, and we're going to up the tempo in a couple of minutes' time with The Who. But first, anything you already didn't know about David Hamilton?
Boom Radio, getting to know you.
The brilliant Neil Young. Harvest Moon, shine on Harvest Moon. No, something else, wasn't it? Yeah. And before that, The Who, My Generation. That'd be right. Hey, look at the time, 22 minutes past one, and I haven't yet issued instructions as to what you're to do now, and that is send me an email, les@boomradiouk.com. I'll be here regularly, hopefully, every Sunday between 10 and 12 in the morning. Okay, 10 till 12 on a Sunday. Drop me a line, les@boomradiouk.com sometime this week, and at least it'll be something for me to read next week. Okay, I am Les Ross, don't worry. I'm only here till 2 today. Yeah, then it's Roger Day. Yeah, you've got to have something to look forward to, haven't you? Now, Heatwave and mind-blowing decisions coming up now. Now, I actually introduced Heatwave playing this particular song on the only network TV show I ever did. Well, it was a series of 8, I think, before they decided enough was enough. And I was co-presenter on Revolver. in the late 70s with Peter Cook of Ann Dudley Moore fame. It was a music show called Revolver, as I say. The show had an audience, which they made up the audience by trawling the streets around the TV studios. And once inside, the audience ran riot. I was in the corner of the studio cooking hot dogs, and unfortunately the audience were not well trained and were constantly, even while I was talking to camera, on the telly as it were trying to grab hold of his sausages. And Rod Temperton, one of the Heatwave group, in fact their songwriter, came up to me during the rehearsal break and said, "I don't know how you put up with this." I said, "It's all right, I won't have to put up with it for long." And neither did he, actually, because about 3 months after that show, Rod Temperton had gone off to California. Yeah. To work with Quincy Jones and write huge hits for Michael Jackson. But back to Heatwave, Mind-Blowing Decisions.
Aircheckdownloads.com.